From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. Annan Creek Wildlife Observatory, located on the mainland about 25 miles southeast of Wrangell, is one of the most popular bear viewing sites in southeast Alaska. It's managed by the U.S. Forest Service, and the agency is proposing a 400% increase to the cost of a permit to visit, from $10 to $50. KSTK's Sage Smiley reports.
Where salmon return to spawn, black and brown bears often follow, feeding on the schools of fish to store up for the winter. And where bears are feeding, people go to watch. Over 3,000 people visit remote Annan Creek every year to see bears and other wildlife. But the trip might be a bit more expensive in the coming years, with a fee increase from $10 to $50 for permits to the site. Tori Hauser is a recreation planner with the Forest Service in Wrangell. She says that throughout the country, the Forest Service is looking at the economics of bear viewing areas and comparing the fees and permits to other similar sites.
It's the only one that has come up nationally where we've had a really large investment into the physical aspects of Annan. So we have recently rebuilt the entire deck. We've done a prospectus to update our distribution of permits with our commercial operators. And we are investing another nearly $1 million into the lower deck. So because of all of this investment, I think that's why this is the one location where we're looking at a fee increase.
By one location, Hauser means the one location in the Wrangell Ranger District where there's a proposed fee increase. There are a dozen other proposed increases throughout Tongass National Forest for cabins and other recreation sites. Access to Annan is limited by the permits. Hauser says the majority of people who visit Annan come with commercial operators, so the cost of the permit is wrapped up in their tour cost. So, Hauser says the local visitors are the ones that might be most impacted by a fee increase at Annan.
From what we've seen so far, there hasn't been a lot of opposition to the fee increase in general, but there is a sense that people would like to have maybe a free days or some days where people could go and not have to pay that full $50. And I think the concern that has been raised is that a local person trying to bring their family, who's been going to Annan every year for the last, 25 years, it used to cost $40 to bring your family of four, and now it's going to cost $200, and that might make it not manageable for that group of people.
If the proposed increase from $10 to $50 goes through, Hauser says it won't happen all at once.
We're looking at doing it incrementally over a four-year period, so going from $10 to $20 to $30 to $40, and then finally arriving to $50.
Hauser says the Forest Service wants feedback about the proposed increase. She encourages anyone with concerns, whether that's about how it's carried out, the amount, or the effect, to submit comment to the Forest Service. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.
This week, Trident Seafoods dropped the price for Alaska chum salmon from 60 cents to 20 cents per pound for all fisheries. They also announced a plan to drop pink salmon prices. Trident says Russian pink salmon harvests are affecting demand for all kinds of salmon. KFSK's Hannah Floor reports.
Trident Seafoods is the largest U.S.-owned fish processor in Alaska, with dozens of processing plants and vessels. They announced the price drop in a letter to fishermen on Saturday, saying that chum salmon markets have collapsed. They did not elaborate and did not return request for comment. But the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute says it's true. Salmon markets are flooded. Jeremy Woodrow is the executive director.
The entire global salmon market is challenged right now. And so I would say it's not just chum salmon, but it's chum salmon, pink salmon, and really all salmon species.
He says Alaskan chum salmon also have specific competition from Japan.
Japan's Hokkaido chum fishery has returned after several years of being down. And so that's added actually more chum salmon to the market as well.
Earlier this summer in Bristol Bay, Trident Seafoods was the first processor to drop sockeye prices, causing fishermen to protest. The other two processors in the area followed with price drops a few days later. In Petersburg, the two main processors are Trident Seafoods and OBI Seafoods. A representative for OBI declined to comment on the possibility that they would also drop chum prices. In its letter, Trident said that they plan to drop pink salmon prices once there is a large amount of pinks with pale meat color, or what's called PMC. Salmon meat is paler at the end of a salmon's life, when nutrients go to producing eggs and sperm sacs. It's less marketable and lower quality. But salmon with paler meat have mature salmon eggs, and usually the eggs make up for the pale meat's lower market price. But according to Woodrow, Russia is having one of its largest pink salmon years on record, and that makes it hard to compete.
Russia's selling their salmon at a much lower price in the global markets. In the last report I saw, they're likely going to catch double what Alaska's pink salmon harvest will be.
Woodrow says that inflation has also had an impact on the global seafood market.
When consumers have less spending power, they tend to leave seafood out of the shopping carts.
But that's changing. He says as inflation levels off, consumers are starting to behave differently.
Consumers are starting to add seafood back to their shopping baskets. They are starting to dine out a little bit more frequently and purchasing seafood while at restaurants.
Woodrow says that large global salmon harvest will probably continue at least into the fall. But overall, it looks like demand for seafood is increasing, and that could affect salmon prices in the months to come. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Flohr.
And the global average temperature has hit record high marks recently, with some estimates that Earth is warmer now than it has been in hundreds of thousands of years. It's been hot in Alaska, too, even after a cool start to the summer for much of the state. National Weather Service climate researcher Brian Brettschneider, speaking with Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove, says about a quarter of Alaska had its warmest July on record.
Well, we've seen that in the past. So 2016, at the time, was the warmest year on record, and Alaska really was in the bullseye of that. We really kind of shattered our record for the warmest year. But even that year, about 10 or 15% of the Earth experienced their single warmest year on record. So when we say, you know, globally it's the warmest month or the warmest year, that's a global average. It can vary a lot from place to place. So July 2023 globally shattered by a very wide margin the warmest July on record and the warmest any month on record.
I think I read somewhere that the estimate is that it was the warmest in 120,000 years or something like that. Is that right?
Well, that's a little bit speculative. We do have good ice core and proxy temperature records going back even several hundred thousand years. And there's a pretty reasonable chance that that this year is the warmest it's been at any point in the last several hundred thousand years. Certainly the last several thousand years, and again, potentially tens or even 100,000 years.
Wow, yeah. It's just like these timescales that boggle the mind. I mean, it's just too big for a human to comprehend. But I mean, I guess one thing we can wrap our heads around is it did seem like we had a pretty cool start to the summer here in Alaska, most of Alaska. And then it changed, as things do, right? can you tell me about that and kind of where we were at, where we are at here at this point in the summer?
Me being in Anchorage, I've heard a lot this summer about how cool it's been this summer. And in Anchorage proper, in the city itself, it has been the coolest start to the summer in 11 years. So not historically cool, but cool compared to the last decade or so. Now, July, statewide, looks like it finished as the sixth warmest July on record statewide. So this notion that that Alaska has had a cool summer is really very far from reality. Statewide, a very warm July, so places kind of from Fairbanks eastward and Fairbanks northward, many set records. Fairbanks had their second warmest July. Northway had their warmest July. By a wide margin. Eagle, I think, had their warmest or second warmest July. Up on the North Slope, Upyagvik had their warmest month on record. The other day, they had an average daily temperature of 66, their warmest day on record. And, I think six of the 20 warmest days on record now in Upyagvik have happened in the last month. In fact, in the last 30 days, it's the first time they've ever had a 30-day average temperature above 50 degrees. Really exceptional. In some cases, unprecedented warmth in northern Alaska.
That was Brian Brettschneider, a climate researcher with the National Weather Service, talking to Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove. And as for the weather, it's currently 59 degrees and raining here in Juneau, and that rain should continue through the rest of the week with temperatures around 60 degrees. the National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement about a strong storm coming through the panhandle this weekend, with the rainiest days being Saturday afternoon and Sunday. You're listening to KTOO.